Excuse me, welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spin Gold Speaks. Our guest today is Tim Rogers, and he is telling us how to bring the New World Order down from the bottom up. We're talking about Saul Alinsky and some of his tactics. Tim, do you have a website where people can get this information or visit your website?
No, I don't, I'm afraid. It's all very, very new because, like I was saying earlier, most people are concentrating on the upper level of what's going on and they don't really know how it works at ground level. But a very good friend of mine, Spiro Patria, and another good friend, Anthony, and a few others, we're going to set up a website in the next few weeks or few months at the most. Mm-hmm. I was just saying how this works in the public sector. So they've put common purpose graduates at the head of legal in my council, which is Caerphilly Council, a woman called Gail Williams. Now, that woman has been so cruel to me, it's unbelievable. And I quoted this woman, her internal policy, which what she's categorically proves beyond a doubt, what she is doing is psychological abuse. And Saul Alinsky talks, as I said earlier, about cutting off the target support network. And what she's done, she's banned me from speaking to my local representatives. I haven't got much to say to them, actually. They're a very low class of people. But nevertheless, she's cut off my support network. Then there's other people in my community. Two of them have called Victoria Allender and Christopher Allender, who have been agitating professionally in the background, targeting my property, telling people I built wrong common. They put a newsletter out to 400 houses. I showed it to the police. Then they've done something else, then something else. So they engineer these problems. The council legal woman cuts off my support network. And then when I complained to the police, a man called Gareth Linton, who is another common purpose graduate, would ensure that these people are not brought to book for the harassment they're causing me. However, some decent police officers came up to see me a week ago, spent 2.5 hours with me, and so they're very, very, very concerned about the factual material I've shown them to what's going on. But unfortunately, they haven't got a clear picture yet. But what you'll find is when you're engaging with police officers and with your local enforcement officers, at first they'll struggle to get a head around it because what we're talking about is very, very abnormal, very criminal. And but after a while, if you keep on sifting information to them a bit at a time, it's only so much they can take at one go in one sitting, they'll eventually come around and understand what's going on. So basically we're talking about organized harassment, a conspiracy to harass, a conspiracy to terrorize. So this is what these people are doing.
Now, I was just looking up common purpose. There is a common purpose project. And their mission statement, they are 501c4, founded to bring together progressive, which means communist, leaders and organizations in an effort to collaborate on effective public policy messaging. Together, participants will, will seek to share their strategic expertise and successful messaging experience in an effort to forward a winning progressive communist agenda.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah, incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
And these monsters are right up close and personal in our communities, operating and dividing people and bringing on the multiculturalism to destroy our ethnic, religious, and spiritual identity.
Now, you just said something very important. You said dividing people, and that's what
absolutely
we've got going on in the truth movement right now.
Yep.
All righty, we're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Tim Rogers, and you're talking about some things that are very interesting and something that I certainly hadn't considered. I usually, you know, worry about national kinds of things and haven't really concentrated or thought about things within my own community. I have noticed, of course, the infiltration in certain areas of the truth movement, but wow, this is amazing stuff. And, right, and well, we do have some callers lining up, so.
All right, well, the truth movement, I mean, they're obviously very, very frightened about the exposure. Do you remember what I said? 90% of the countermeasure is exposure. And that's all you've got to do is just look for the one who's doing the stirring behind the scenes, because they, like, as I said, you know, we got them in our community centres, we got them in all our movements, all our parties. But just look at those individuals and see if they're part of the charity sector, the third sector. Blair called it the third way to communism. So have a look and remember the key words I said earlier. Get those people's names and put their names in the search engine with those keywords. And when you spot these troublemakers, they're the ones who was pointing the finger at everybody and causing all the disruption. What they're doing with the parties, you work for a party, you'll never ever bring this down with a Democratic Party. Never, ever in a million years. You're playing on their playground. And what they do is, as soon as a leader makes her up to a certain level, they'll simply buy them off, kill them off, or threaten them. That's a fact. And they happened to I can't remember the name of the party over in Poland. They wouldn't play ball with the European Union. All of a sudden, they're plane is taken down. Last month on the news they were talking about explosives in the aeroplane. They've now positively identified that explosives were used. So you know, stay loose. Keep what you're doing. There's a little bit of disruption going on in the background. Just keep on, you know, pumping on with what you're doing in the first place. You don't need your friend to hold your hand to do research. Get on that internet and start searching with those keywords with your area, and you will positively identify. You won't just positively identify. You'll start to understand how this all fits together. And once you can see that, we've got a real force to be reckoned with. If we had... Yeah, you're still there?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I lost you.
Right. So, you know, can you just imagine having a handful of people in our communities who knows how this works under the noses? Absolutely incredible. This is the way to bring it down. We've seen the likes of the National Front rise and fall. We've seen the British National Party have awful problems a couple of years ago, and everybody split from that group. We've now got other parties, splinter fractions being set up and all the rest of it. It's not a complete waste of time, because what you do, you keep your activists and the people who got the knowledge in close circles. You keep in touch. You bounce off each other.
Lost you again. Are you there? Oh, have we lost our guest? Manny, is our guest gone, or what's the deal here? Okay, so we've lost our guest momentarily. Hopefully we can get him back. Don't know what happened to him. Why don't we go ahead and take a phone call until we see what's going on. I think Chris in Las Vegas is on.
Sorry.
Tim, you're back.
I'm back.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to replug my mic. You know, like I was saying, just imagine having a handful of people in our communities who understand how this all works.
A handful within a certain group, or a handful within within a Facebook environment.
Oh, definitely.
It only takes just a few people to just make everything tumble away and just get everybody all upset.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, these people now, they know that I'm going on radio stations. I mean, this is just the beginning. I've only been on 3 or 4 times. And they're getting very frightened. They're getting very nervous. They're starting to retract. They haven't put out any disturbing plays for children now for about 7 or 8 months since I identified what they're doing.
I want you to talk about that, and also talk about the suicide situation that we were talking about.
All right. Well, when I started watching their activities, I didn't work for months, because what they were trying to do is destroy me economically. So they put me into a situation that I had absolutely no choice but to monitor what they're doing from this facility, so I could arm myself with knowledge against what they were doing. And I originally come across I saw a poster outside the village hall. If you didn't see these images and these plays, you wouldn't realize perhaps how bad they are, but they're awful, right? They showed a picture of a child with a scribbled out face, a traditional white boy, local white boy, saying the sort of clothes he'd wear. And he had a scribbled out face, he had a chalk or a blade in his hand. If you looked further down the page, he had wet himself. And then he was standing in front of a traditional Christian church, and it appeared the spire was a KKK hat. Okay, now, since I saw that picture, I then started getting into the providers of that type of material, the National Theatre, and lots of other organizations have been set up under the cloak of the National Theatre, all sorts of different quangos and charities and theatre and creative arts, particularly creative arts. And what I was coming across is hundreds of suicide films glorifying suicide, promoting it to children. And this material led me to Bridgend in South Wales. Now, when I started a research into these people's activities, I never knew what I was going to come up with. I didn't have a clue. But I knew they were criminals. I knew what they had done to me. There was no two ways about it. So I knew what I was going to find was going to be of a criminal nature. So it led me to Bridgend. Bridgend, we had a huge suicide cluster. It was 24 out of 25 of the first children, all about 15, 16, 17 years of age, hung themselves. Well, this isn't normal with a statistical distribution of children or anybody taking their lives. Girls usually, if we look at the statistics, girls usually cut their wrists and boys usually hang themselves. But even the girls were hanging themselves. I've counted, my last count was about 8-9 months ago, 79 children in a close geographic location had taken their own lives. Now, I was talking to Tony Gosling about this on Radio Drive Time, and when you look at these images being an adult, it would be hard to draw some empathy to the situation. And I gave him a few examples of when I was a child on how certain films petrified me and I couldn't sleep on my own for months because of these terrible films I saw, which I think most of us can relate to. We can all remember a terrible, scary film when we were younger. So what I'm saying is it makes a distinct impression on a child. So they're pushing out powerful, and this is how they describe them, powerful dramas of suicide. When I looked into the directors, I looked again, look at their Twitters, absolutely priceless. They're talking about suicides. Everything they're talking about and discussing is of a nature of suicide. What I've also found out about these individuals over my community, they're all into the occult, Satanism. I believe they'd like to call it the New Age, but basically it's Satanism. The one woman who runs the yoga got a number plate H6ROR, horror. The other woman who pushes out the disturbing depictions, the assaulted self-images of children, she's got a five-pointed glass and lead pentagram hanging from her window. She's got redneck curtains. They were burning crucifixes on top of the bonfire for bonfire night last year. They have a drama organization running from the same facility, Rudry Parish Hall, which is called Shadowless. And I quote, "Our stars shine so bright, they cast no shadow." Well, that's Lucifer, the morning star, the fallen angel.
Whoa.
He shone so bright, he cast no shadow. I could go on, honestly. You know, and this is what I showed the local police. And they're all pretty freaked out about it. They know what we're looking at is very, very twisted. So what I actually spoke about on the radio interview with Tony Gosling as well, I said I've looked at the psychological material regarding suicides. It's not that complicated. Anybody could understand it. And there's something called Schneidman's Failings. Or it'd make more sense if I said to you, if you haven't read the report, Schneidman's Findings. And suicide primers fit into five neat categories. One of them, remember the play I told you about, is an assaulted self-image. The other one is fractured control. Another one is overburdenedness.
All right, we'll cover the other two when we get back, and we'll probably take a few calls. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Tim Rogers, okay, there were two more that you were going to...
All right, okay. Hopelessness and thwarted love.
Now, Hopelessness. That one's really important.
Absolutely, very important. Because when you compare hopelessness to depression, for example, depression is right off the scale compared to hopelessness that causes people to take their own lives. Now, when I was starting to look at the plays being pushed out by the National Theatre and the creative arts and drama, not just in theatres, mind, but we've identified this in schools as well, the material they're pushing out fits the criteria of Schneidman's failings exactly. So, you know, there is no accident that these plays are coordinated and scripted this way. Now, there's another thing called the Werther effect. Now, the Werther effect is suicide contagion, and this was the first study of suicide contagion in the Western world. There was a 1750 novelist, a very famous novelist, who wrote about his life as a homosexual, the joys and sorrows of his life. And he wrote through his book about all the terrible ordeal he'd had as a child growing up, being different, And at the end of the book, he wrote that the only way he could see any way out hopelessness was to kill himself. When that book was published, immediately there was over 400 suicides, contagion suicides, where his the people who read his book and saw him as his hero, because also identifying with a hero is identifying. Just like Marilyn Monroe, when she committed suicide with tablets all around her, they were, during the first week after her death, there was over 200 people took their lives exactly the same way. So that book was published four or five times around Europe. Every single time, there was a huge incident of cluster suicides. Now, one of the plays down in Bridgend, just prior to the suicides, was the identical remake of that book that had been put in a play. Okay, so as I said, there's no doubt these people know exactly what they're doing, and you know, if we just push everything to the side, the psychology behind it, and let's just look at it like this: it's encouraging suicide.
Sure.
Now, encouraging suicide in the UK, I'm sure it'd be similar or identical in the UK, is as serious as murder. This is the way they treat it. Now, over in Iraq and also Belarus and Hungary, the arts, the theatre directors were thrown out of those countries. In Iraq, they had to go into hiding because they'd put out hits on them. All right, because they understood what they were doing. They don't take fools gladly in those countries. And so this is the seriousness of what these people are doing. But in the West, we've all been dumbed down. We've all been made to accept all sorts of filth through the controlled media. And, you know, they're pumping this out to vulnerable children. And these people, again, should be arrested. They should be tried. And they should go to prison. And in your country, they should be put to the electric chair. There's no two ways about it. They are encouraging suicides of children. I wouldn't make any of these statements if I wasn't absolutely 100% certain of the material that I've researched and I've found. I've had my friend as well. She's been emailing the new police commissioners. I don't agree with the police commissioners, to be honest. But several of them have been very, very interested in the material that we've shown them. She's been emailing hundreds of MPs, thousands of elected councillors, and we've got hundreds of emails supporting her for her work with her bringing this to the attention of the authorities. And in particular, just going back to my parish hall. Now, this woman, this Lindsay Foister, is a councillor on my parish hall. She is a high-profile figure, a director of Mind. She's one of the main representatives of Mind in the UK, particularly in Wales. Now, she is sat on that community council while these disgusting, filthy suicide triggers have been advertised and displayed. There was also a play over there called The Social Village. You'll find her online and have a look at the images. It's absolutely unbelievable. There was a child again. Remember, if we're looking at like a, I don't know, if we're looking for a serial killer, the police, we've all seen their films, haven't we? They look for something identifying. Is there any similarities between the murders? Well, all the images that we're seeing are all of 15 and 16-year-old children. All the children who hung themselves were all of the same age. So we got the bodies. We're identifying.
Okay, we are going to a break. We'll be right back. And then we really will take some phone calls. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Tim Rogers. Why don't we go ahead and take a phone call?
We've had can I just finish this first, Deanna?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Only take me a minute. So I was talking about this woman. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. This woman, Lindsay Foister, has had her company called Mind, has had over £10 million worth of funding over the last few years from the European Union to specifically start programs to prevent suicides of young children. But she's sitting on my community centre. And whilst she's a counsellor and controlling my community council, they've been putting out the most disturbing images of plays of children you've ever seen in your life. And one of them, I explained the one about the boy with a scribbled out face, was which is a trigger of suicide, and I can back that up if we have a look at Nova Productions as well. That's another scientific publication that absolutely confirms that these plays and depictions can actually cause the Werther effect, suicide contagion. So the image of another child in a play, The Social Village, was a child about 15 years of age again. He was slumped in a chair. He had blood coming out of his mouth. He had a wreath above a coffin wreath above his head. And above that was the Babylonian Jewish god Moloch, the child sacrifice god. And the most disturbing thing of all was he was wearing a jumper almost identical to the local primary school, which is a few hundred yards away. I mean, this stuff is real sick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, incredible, right?
Yes.
So It just doesn't stack up, does it?
No.
You know, and this is happening in your communities as well. This is happening in everybody's communities. Our children are not safe with these people pushing out these types of material and plays to vulnerable, innocent children.
Right. And they're doing it under the guise of being helpful and humanitarian. Oh, my. My
incredible.
Goodness.
Incredible.
It is. Alrighty, let's take a real quick phone call. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna and Tim specifically.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, I can't help but to sit here and listen and see the precise parallels to what Tim is describing that he has observed and done due diligence of investigating to bring forth the facts of what's going on in our country with the community organizer-in-chief and his cadre of commission czars, Lisa Jackson, Valerie Jarrett, Van Jones, the Secretary of the Interior, all these different agency actors who are exactly propagating the same sorts of guerrilla tactics to inculcate communism, or Satanism, if you will, here in America.
Well, great, Chris. I can absolutely promise you, Chris, that these organizations are in your street. They're in your community. I can assure you. And if you remember the keywords that I was saying earlier, how to identify them, if you do this, you will identify them in your community. And then when you watch their activities, you'll be gobsmacked. You'll be, oh, my God, look what these people are doing, right? And they're heavily funded. They're funded by George Soros networks, open societies and open charities. Again, you'll find that on the net. That is the man responsible for pushing out all the disgusting, dangerous, filthy arts to our innocent children.
But George Soros, Henry Kissinger, Al Gore, the Bushes, yep, the Kerrys, the Clintons, they're all the same ilk of society who are posing as our saviors who are really our destroyers, Moloch and Baal. And Asherith,
yep,
and those criminal balls of satanic pagan gods.
Well, absolutely. Do you know what absolutely amazes me? There's how many people in America? There's 300 million or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about 70 million in the UK. In Europe, we got about 450 million people. How can this minority have such control and to be able to bring on such tyranny that touches every single one of our lives? And I just wish people would understand how much it affects their daily lives. But they've wrapped us up in so much bureaucracy and so much debt. We're all so busy bringing up and supporting and looking after our families and everything else that most people can't see the woods through the trees. And I would say that we need to help those people. We need to reach out to those people. We need to reach out to our police officers, particularly our police officers and our law enforcement officers, because all of us, including the police, including the authorities, everybody is a victim to this from a few hundred people. They're controlling it as the pyramid structure, as the Eye of Horus, which my counsel, by the way, from an aerial view photograph, is the Eye of Horus. So these few hundred people are bringing murder, disruption, and organized suicides to our children and disrupting all our lives. How can they get away with it?
You absolutely have to observe. They have seized control of mass media, of,
yep,
governments, of schools, of higher education facilities, and have inculcated or conjured their own ill throughout all elements of society that have the communication and the teaching of all those who come up below their teachings to the New World Order's plan of one world Satanism.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what's going on, Chris, and it's very, very, very real. And this is why I said, we don't want any violent revolution. We've got no need for a violent revolution, okay? What you've got to do, you've got to educate your police to get our police and our army and our enforcement officers to turn on the criminals, on the real criminals, to focus on them instead of them controlling us as a tool against their own people. We need to reach out to our police. It's absolutely crucial. Never mind setting up little parties and working your guts out for the rest of your life, serving somebody who's at the top, who could be compromised or whatever, you need to reach out to our police, to our infrastructure, so they'll turn on the criminals.
You're absolutely correct in your observations that it is, in fact, a global problem, not a UK, not an EU, not an American, but it's occurring in Africa, it's occurring in New Zealand, in Australia, in China, and all over the world, this same evil is perpetrating itself and growing with curiosity.
I'm glad you said that, Chris, because when I was looking at the suicide clusters, I know they're targeting specific races of people. This is about race. They're particularly targeting the Muslim community. They're targeting the Aborigines. They're targeting the old Celts. And I believe that Alan Watts was the one who said that United Nations last year had several meetings on particular races of people and said, well, if they cannot submit to the new system of governance, the new world order, we'll eliminate them. Well, we're seeing this go on already. Now, over in the Aborigines, there was probably hundreds. I'm sure there was hundreds. I don't want to say exact figure because I've studied so much information. But there were scores of Aborigine children hanging themselves. And this is what they were doing in Bridgend. A few weeks ago, it was reported that Nottingham, again, a rural area, with all the same setup, all the same infrastructure, this common purpose structure, is set up in a rural countryside in Nottingham. The suicide rate for children there is up 1,200% of the national average. This is being engineered. These people are absolute monsters. And we need to bring these issues to the attention of our police and our army. They need to know what absolute rotters are in charge.
You're absolutely right, Tim. This is the transhumanist eugenicist fruition of the dreams of the Tavistockian Institute and the Aspen Institute here in America. Thank you so much for your bringing the light of sunshine on this problem of Satanism throughout the world.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you
for your phone call. All right, let's take Richard in Washington.
Yeah, good morning. I'm going to piggyback on the last caller and deal with those issues. Dealing at the local level, the activism there is definitely something that's needed, and I fully support that. But like I always call in and say, this is a well-orchestrated business plan. This isn't Satan. This isn't the Jews. This isn't the bankers. This isn't whatever. These people are mid-management people in control, as you pointed out. They have control over them, and they use them to create the divide-and-conquer perspective. What we need to look at is the hidden hand, the gloved hand that nobody wants to discuss. Where is all the money coming from? Who's manipulating this behind the scenes and orchestrating this business model that has been very successful and is being very successful for the last couple millennium?
It's been orchestrated and funded and paid for by the bankers. What I mean by the bankers is the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and Soros, the front man. There's very, very few right at the top. There's a maximum of a few hundred of them. And I mentioned earlier about extremist Zionist Jews, which I have seen on all these Twitters. I've identified them involved with the arts. And also Christian Zionists as well, mind. But they're using these people as well. As much as what they're doing is unforgivable and awful, the way they're colluding and organizing all of this, they're actually being used themselves, just like they were in the in France, in Hungary, in Lebanon, in Russia. You know, it's all the same stuff. Nothing's changed. If you know your history of the Bolsheviks, that's what we're looking at now. We're looking at a murdering collectivist regime. And make no mistake about it, these people mean absolute business.
And we were having the same problem here in my area. And what I've suggested are the stocks. The colonial villages used to have stocks, and the people that weren't supporting the village, they put them in stocks to be exposed to the derision of the common people. I'm thinking bring back the stocks, and let's start putting these people in front of everybody, locked up and out of the game.
So we're going to see men being men again. I'd love to see that. I'd absolutely love to see it. And in fact, I was talking about this a few days ago to one of my friends. I said, if this was going back 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I said these people would be dragged out of their beds, they'd be put in stock, they'd be tarred and feathered, being made to walk up the street to show exactly what they are, to make them feel the shame of exactly what they're doing, because these people are scum.
That's it. Local activism at that level, I think, will definitely make changes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. All righty. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. But we are quickly running out of time, and it seems like I think we could go on for a couple more hours on this topic, or a couple more days.
All right. Well, look, what I would like to stress again, Deanna, is that people look into their communities, use the keywords. It's on the earlier part of a program. I'm sure you're going to put it on a podcast or something. And put those keywords in the search engine with your area. And I promise you, you will identify those individuals. What you need to do then, you need to share the information with your friend, with the local police officers. You need to explain to them what these people are doing. And basically, they are conspiring to harass. And ultimately, what they're doing is conspiring to bring down the system of governance that protects us. So this is what these individuals are doing. So, you know, do your homework. Look at what's going on at ground level. And as I said earlier, there's plenty of fantastic and very articulate individuals like Deanna, David Duke, and lots of others who's telling everybody what's going on. And that makes us aware of how serious it is. The next step now is looking into your communities and rooting these traitors out and exposing them. Expose them and they'll be gone with their tail between their legs.
Indeed. Well, we certainly, this is great information, and we definitely want to have you back on the program. We're not done yet, but we're running quickly out of time.
All right.
But let's go over just kind of reiterate what some of the Alinsky tactics are so that we can have it clear in our minds what we are looking for.
All right, okay. So what these people do is get into a group. They pick a target in the community. They'll spread malicious gossip, and such terrible malicious gossip that some people will become so incensed by the accusations that's been spread round by this individual, they will even want to take the law into their own hands. And this is how the agitation process starts. Then they will look for, they will microanalyze their properties and start the legislative procedure against their private property. They will interfere with their private, their business life, all their personal affairs. So we'll bring absolute terror and frustration and confusion and distress to the target. As the process snowballs and escalates, the tension gets worse and worse and worse. Let me just explain to you how historically, how a communist society, a collective murdering communist society is set up. Demoralization over a period of a generation, followed by destabilization, which brings it to a point of crisis. And after the crisis, we have normalization. We're all normal. We're normal communists. Now, we've been through the demoralization. Look at our governments. Look at the absolute filth that's running our countries. And so we've been demoralized. We've had mass immigration. We've got violence on our streets. Our children or communities, children in communities, are taking drugs. It's an epidemic. So we've been absolutely, utterly demoralized. I could probably go on for hours about how they've demoralized us. Now, this process, people have said to me, Tim, when is this going to happen? These people who take their time, mind, to read about it and research it, they say, Tim, when is this going to happen? Well, it's actually in progress. They're in the middle of destabilizing our communities. They're turning neighbors against neighbors, friends against friends, blacks against whites, Muslims against Christians. They're flat out. Every race, on every single religious minority or majority, we're all victims of it. we're all going to be victims. Demoralization, destabilization, crisis, normalization. This process is going to come to a climax inside a period of 18 months. I'm not saying this frivolously. I know for a fact there is. I've read the parliamentary documents on it. And they said our Theresa May, she said that, or somebody said about her rather, in Parliament, that we've now got a Home Office secretary who wants a revolution.
Wow. All right, Tim, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
This is Deanna. Welcome back. Our guest today has been Tim Rogers, and we're certainly going to have you back on the program. You have just opened up a lot of things for the listeners, and certainly helps me to understand things better, even within the internet community. Because a lot of us are more interactive with the internet community than we are in our own communities, because on the internet we find commonality with others, where we might not find that same commonality in the community.
Well, absolutely. But let me just assure you and listeners, truthers, so-called preppers and the like. You can make such a difference. One man can make so much of a difference. If you want to defeat this thing and bring our countries back in the control of the people, look into your community centres. Change agents, social entrepreneurs, and the list I gave earlier. Because you can bring these people down. You can bring these people straight to the prisons and where they should be. These are criminals operating in our communities. They're very large. Everybody sees them. These are the individuals organizing the plays, the activities for the community and everything else. So you can make so much of a difference. And you can stop this new world order. If they cannot get into our communities, they cannot change them. Not my words. This is Saul Alinsky's words himself. We cannot change communities from outside. We must be inside them. All right? So start digging, guys. In your own communities, right on your doorstep. And what you'll find will absolutely shock the life out of you. And when you see one of them, you then go onto their LinkedIns, and you'll see the rest of them operating as units, as cells. And I can assure you, like I said, I can't stress this enough. I can promise you, you have these people in every single community. I've seen the change agent map, so I know they're there.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh, you have to get a website to post that. Or if you send me an image, I'll post it on my website.
I will. I was trying to look for it the other day. It's quite a few months ago I sent it to Brian Gerrish. So it's a global map, and they've got red pins where all the change agent cells are. And like I said, the most democratic country in the world right now is Russia, unbelievable as it is, because they've moved out of communism. We're moving into it.
And well, I think we've been in it for a long time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, right, you said about common purpose earlier. You were quoting a few things. They've also got another part of their mission statement. Leading from above authority, preparing the way for a post-democratic society. I mean, these people are insane.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so wrapped up with equality and diversity and equal this and equal that. Let me tell you something now. When the crisis comes and afterwards the normalization, all the top plants, the individuals who know a little bit too much, who's been involved in all of this, they'll shoot them. And again, historically, as I said earlier, everything is the same, it's just more advanced. And this is what they do after every single crisis, when we have normalization.
Yes. Well, Tim, we've run out of time.
Okay.
I will email you. We've got to schedule another program. Thank
Look
you so
to
very
that.
Much.
Thanks,
Jan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.